Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two, but we're still in dipper number one. I'm talking about the library wars, Go figure. Libraries are going to be the centerpiece of controversy. That the library, the place where I grew up, you know, hanging out to read books and check out the Hardy Boys and do all the things that I loved, was going to wind up being, you know, controversial. And yet, this shouldn't be hard. It's really not. I got somebody calling in right now. Carissa Callen is another one of the great folks who's working with Moms for Liberty in Madison County. And Carissa Callen has been at the forefront of the issues related to libraries in her area at Huntsville, Madison County. And she, all by the way, herself was a librarian for many years. Carissa Callen, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Phil.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you making some time today. So, look, before we even get into Huntsville, Madison County, let me just ask you in general, as a former librarian yourself, you worked in what, public and private?
Yes, I was at Huntsville Madison Public Library for a summer and then with Westminster Christian Academy as their children's librarian.
Wow. So, okay. So you've seen it with tax dollars and not with tax dollars, but either way, you've seen what libraries are supposed to be, I guess.
Right. Yes.
Well, so let me ask you, in your opinion, should this be this hard?
It shouldn't. It just comes down to common sense and discernment. The opposition will say we need intellectual freedom, freedom for everyone, but there should be discernment when it comes to what is appropriate and not appropriate for children. And when I took children's literature classes and young adult literature classes 20 to 25 years ago, these books were not available. They weren't there. I'm not saying there wasn't one random book that might have had a sex scene, of course, but this push for anything goes at any age was not around. It's been a push by the ALA and publishers that's really come out in the last 5 to 7 years, and that's when we've really seen a change.
Well, we have, and it's disappointing because you want to know that if you walk into the library as a mom or a dad, you can say, okay, y'all go with the kids section and I'm going to be over here and call me when you're ready to check out and know that you're not going to have to worry about what they're going to do because it's a public library, for crying out loud.
Right. It is supposed to be a safe place. It's supposed to be a place that a mom can take her kids and she can sit in the center of the children's area and keep her eyes on her kids and let them browse the shelves. Let one go over and flip through the picture books and somebody else look at chapter books. But now at the Madison branch, there is a picture book called The Big Bathhouse about a Japanese bathhouse with full frontal nudity of women in the illustrations. And that's in a picture book. So it's no longer a safe place to just let your kids explore.
Well, okay. Jeez. All right. So you bring up the Huntsville Madison County Library. There's a proposed policy change, is my understanding, at tomorrow's board meeting. Tell us what you know, and is this proposed change going to help anything at all?
It's actually going to make it worse, I think, because it's actually going to put the rubber stamp on the books with inappropriate sexual content are fine. We're going to leave them there, and we'll go get more. That's basically what it says. But let me give you a quick timeline. Back in September, we heard that the executive director and the board members were going to relocate some concerned books with sexual content from the young adult to the adult section. But when they tried to implement that, they got some pushback at the different branches from branch librarians and such. So they rescinded that request and said that they would need to make policy changes. So to me, that sounded positive. They were going to make a policy change that then would allow them to, I guess, enforce these changes out to the branches. Well, months went by, 6 months, and it doesn't take that long to say inappropriate sexual content does not belong in the children's department.
Yeah.
So we were getting concerned about what was going to come up. So let me read for you, if it's okay, this is a proposed policy change that I assume they will talk about it at the board meeting tomorrow because it's up for review. They now say that it is the responsibility, well, this is that section. Library users make their own choices as to what they use based on individual interests and concerns. The Huntsville-Madison County Public Library supports the right of each family to decide which items are appropriate for use by their children. Responsibility for a child's use of library materials lies with his or her parent or guardian. While individuals may choose for themselves or their children, they may not choose for others.
Okay. Well, by that logic, then, we should go ahead and put alcoholic beverages right next to the children's juicy boxes and just go ahead and let there be a, you know, the choice of the user to make. And so they're talking about users that are 10 years old.
Right.
That
are going into a library thinking it's a safe place, and then they pull some of these books off the shelves. Another book example is in the juvenile section, which is for ages 8 to 12. But you always have kids that are younger than that that also wander over there. It's called It's Perfectly Normal. I know the branches have at least two copies. And it has illustrations of men and men, women and women in bed together. It's got an illustrated picture of how to put on a condom. It has six illustrations of different female contraceptives that go in the uterus for eight-year-olds. It blows my mind. And they can get away with it because it's illustrations, because if it was photographed, it would be porn. So that's how they get away with that. But they say that it is not for us to decide or choose for others. But it's not choosing for others to let a parent, not the library, be the one to introduce the topic of sex with their own kid.
That's right.
It should be up to the parents to decide, I want to wait till my kid is 10. I want to wait till my kid is 11. And have that conversation instead of having the child pull a book from the library shelf.
Well, and as I said earlier on the show, something I rarely hear them ever have to address, them being the liberal side of this discussion, is mm-hmm. why they even want it in the children's section. When you look at some of this, you have to say, okay, there's no way around it. That's a book that graphically describes sex acts. That's a book that graphically mm-hmm. describes things that are above an eight-year-old kin. And you look at it and think, okay, I guess I have to ask the question, why do you want this in the children's section? And there can only be one answer, mm-hmm. because they want the child to be sexualized.
Yes. That's the only answer I can come up with as well. And I realize that kids can get on the internet if their parents don't have filters, and if their parents have filters, they go to a neighbor's house. But kids can get on an internet and do whatever. But I still grew up, and my kids grew up, where it was still safe to go to the library. Now I have two in college and three in high school. But 10 years ago, my kids were ages 5 to 10, because adoption will create a mass. And we would go in, and they could browse around, and I would look to see what they had picked out before we checked out. But to have them just be able to pull something off the shelf before I get a chance to be on top of it, you know, I'm still an observant parent.
Yeah.
But you can't just be right beside each kid at every moment.
Well, so this pump the ball type policy review. Which basically mm-hmm. is what they're doing. They're deferring their own sense of responsibility and allowing it all to just fall back on the parents to have to stand guard over everything that's on the shelf.
Yes.
So this board meeting is tomorrow. How's this going to work? Are you planning on speaking? Can other people come speak? What's your suggestion right now?
The deadline to speak has already passed, but we do have, I think, at least five people that are signed up to speak on our behalf. The board meeting is tomorrow at the Madison branch at 4:00 in the auditorium. This is Tuesday, tomorrow. And we would love to have anyone who has concerns come out, show your support. There might even be an opportunity to speak to the board members after the meeting, but at least to come and hear, really hear both sides, because that's a very interesting slant as well. But to be able to hear if there's any discussion about this. And then your listeners can also send their concerns to an email address, and I can give that to you when you're ready. But they can voice their concerns there, and that will go to the executive director and the board members.
Okay, go ahead and give the email address while you're at it.
Okay, that is feedback@hmcpl.org.
Okay, I just wrote it down. So feedback@hmcpl, which stands for Huntsville Madison County Public Library.org. Well, listen, Carissa, so you're going to be there. You're going to speak, I assume. And then others, I hope, are already signed up. You're not standing by yourself, I assume.
That's correct.
Well, listen, go ahead.
Well, if I have one more minute, I wanted to share another part from their selection guidelines on this new proposed policy.
Sure. We got about a minute.
Okay. They mentioned their goal is to provide for our diverse community. And then they continue that specific acquisitions may include items that may be unorthodox or unpopular with the majority or controversial in nature. But because the library follows accepted principles of intellectual freedom, it will not remove specific titles solely because individuals or groups may find them objectionable.
So that was we're going to keep buying it. We don't care what you say.
Yes.
Get over it.
Yes.
That was the clause that says that.
It's basically a slap in the face to any family that wants to have a safe place to go and have the opportunity to share with their own kids at their own timeline.
Well, you know what's crazy is they're going to call you the bad guy. They are. The pink hairs and the agenda-driven folks who want to sexualize our children are going to somehow create the straw man that you are the bad guy. And the reality is you're not. And I want to tell you, in front of all these listeners right now, how much I appreciate you and the others that are standing in the gap on this thing. And keep us posted, please.
All right. Thank you so much. I will.
Thank you. That's Carissa Callen. She works as a volunteer with Moms for Liberty. Folks, I'm just telling you, Moms for Liberty is making a difference. Find you an organization like that, or that one for that matter, and get involved, because they're literally on the front lines right now, just as being good, solid folks in their community who care. And they show up at the meeting and they speak. And that's exactly what I've been saying for 3 years on this show. People have got to do that. You have got to go ahead and take those moments when you can show your own, you know, presence, speak with your own voice, and let it be known that something you see out there that is just generally speaking unacceptable is exactly that, unacceptable, and you don't accept it. Anyway, thankful for them. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take this break. We'll come right back. I'll take a few text messages and begin moving towards the next segment. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.